So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us from around the world. It sounds like we have people from Australia, over to Egypt, in Canada, throughout the U.S. And it's my pleasure that we partner with Bookshare and that they're going to share some very valuable information for us today on accessing books through the repository, and they're going to tell us how we can access this for individuals outside of the United States. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Mario to start the presentation, and he's going to go into the next slide. One of the reasons that I wanted to bring this particular presentation to everyone is as Humanware, we have created digital talking book players that actually access the repository or the collections of Bookshare.org. And these are two players that we use as well as our Braille notes. So the Classmate Reader is a portable digital talking book player that synchronizes text and audio together so individuals with print disabilities are able to see material and hear it at the same time. This unit has built-in study features, and that just gives you a little bit of an overview of the Classmate Reader. The Stream is also a digital talking book player, and this particular unit has many units around the world, and you are able to play these digital DAISY text files. So Mario, I'm going to have you go to the next slide, please. I wanted to let you know, if you have any questions throughout the presentation, please feel free to post them in the public chat. We will then address them at the end of each slide so it does not interrupt the flow of the presentation. And we will also offer times for individuals to ask questions throughout the presentation. So please feel free to post that. Let us know you want to speak, and then we'll let you do that. So these are always great fun for us, and we hope that you're able to gain a lot of information. The other slide I wanted to share with you with the Classmate Reader is just some of the features. Our players do more than DAISY. They also are able to read NIMAS files, MP3, they're able to listen to MP3, WAVE, OGG, Vorbis, WMA, text files, RTF, HTML, and XML. Mario, I'm going to have you go to the next slide. I would like to turn it now over to the Bookshare team, and they are going to present. I just wanted to introduce Mario and Viji. We appreciate them sharing their insights today, and we look forward to hearing and providing that information.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Brenda, and greetings and welcome to all our international participants. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Bookshare, we are a part of a nonprofit organization called Betatech, and I think the more international term for a nonprofit is an NGO, a non-government organization. And we're based out of Silicon Valley, California. And if you're not familiar with this part of the United States, this is where a lot of the innovation in the internet and the technology is being developed. And Bookshare is very much a part of this innovation, but solely focused on building technologies and developing solutions to help with people with special needs, particularly as it pertains to reading and studying independently. So we're very grateful that you all have joined us today. My name is Mario Oliveros, and I'm the Partner Program Manager with Bookshare. My main responsibility is conducting outreach and education to a number of audiences, in particular parents, who are my favorite people to deal with. And so if you have any parents out there who are getting information for their children, a very special welcome to you all. And we also have BG Dilip here. And do you want me to do your introduction, or do you want to say something?
Hi, this is VG. I'm manager. So just as Mario described, Bookshare is an organization that serves the needs of the print disabled, and I take care of Bookshare programs outside of the United States. So welcome and thanks for joining us. And I'll be taking over from Mario shortly.
Well, great. Thanks very much, BG. And in terms of what we're going to cover today, in the first half, I'll cover the general information about what is Bookshare, who is eligible to become a Bookshare member, and what are really the benefits of joining Bookshare and reading Bookshare books. In the second half of the presentation, BG will focus more on the international issues, looking at which countries and where Bookshare is currently available, what sorts of books are available in the Bookshare library for international audiences, and then at the end, what we want to leave you is with very concrete steps of how you can get started with Bookshare and reading our books. So let's just jump into the presentation. So in trying to define Bookshare, I think it's first important to understand the problem that we're trying to address. And that is that there are several million people across the globe with print disabilities, and we'll define what that is. And the problem is that fewer than 5% of the books that these people would need are not available in formats that they can actually access and read. And so Bookshare's mission is solely focused on providing high-quality books to the people who need them when they need them. And so we are an online digital library, and we provide accessible books for people with print and learning disabilities. So what Bookshare is today is that we are the world's largest accessible online library for people with print and learning disabilities. We currently have over 50,000 members, and many of these members join through other organizations such as schools, libraries, community centers, and we have over 7,000 of these types of organizations enrolled with Bookshare. We have a very comprehensive and large collection of books with over 45,000 titles currently in that collection, of which over 7,000 have global copyright permissions that are available to our international members. And this library is continuing to grow every day, and we are at a pace of adding about 1,000 new books every month. Now, the types of books that you get from Bookshare are not the types of books that you can go to your local library or that you can buy at a bookstore. Bookshare's books come in digital formats. And what that means is that a member of Bookshare would go to a computer that has internet access. They would then search or browse for a book that they'd like to read. And the example we have here is Harry Potter. Potter and the Goblet of Fire. It might be a little bit blurry. You'd find it on Bookshare and then download that book onto your computer and read it using accessible technologies. So hold on one second. I think there's some volume control issues, so I'm going to move over to a Sorry, I speak too loud, apparently. I will move to a microphone.
Okay, so I've moved to a microphone, and hopefully you all can hear me. Can we get a response back that I'm being heard? Great, so it sounds like I'm being heard. So I'm going to jump back into this slide. Yes, the Bookshare books come in digital format, so you download them from the internet. And the other great thing about Bookshare books being digital is that because they are, they can be read and accessed by people with print disabilities. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that is. Okay, it sounds like I'm having now a little bit of being too quiet. So hopefully this is at a sort of medium volume that is bearable. We like loud, okay. I'm going to just push this up a little bit more, so this should have hopefully be a decent volume. So the digital books, what our members tell us, they get very excited once they've started using and downloading Bookshare books, and they use words like cool, awesome, incredible, and thank you. And the reason why is that digital books are accessible. And so what does that mean? It means that assistive reading tools manipulate the data in such a way, our digital books, that it helps people with different sorts of disabilities to read. So for example, a member who is visually impaired or blind can use assistive reading tools to take Bookshare books and convert it from text to speech so they read it by listening. A member who may be learning disabled, someone who might have a learning disability like dyslexia, they can access book with features like multimodal reading. Multimodal reading allows readers to see the text on a reading device and also hear it at the same time. So there's that reinforcement of seeing the text and also hearing them. And finally, a lot of these assistive reading tools have other great features that assist with learning. So highlighting words, putting bookmarks in a book, and also taking notes. This is something that's particularly of interest and of value to students who are trying to learn. And so the last point that I'll make about reading tools is that members of Bookshare get access to two free reading softwares on our site. We have the Victor ReaderSoft, which is a very good piece of software that's developed by our partner HumanWare. And we also have another great software called Read Out Loud. And these are accessible reading softwares that are available to all our members. So I'm going to click to the next slide. Great. So continuing with this idea of why are digital books so cool, not only are they accessible, they can also be read a lot of different ways. So when you download a book from Bookshare, there are two formats that are available to you. One format is called DAISY, and leaving all the technical speak aside, what you need to know about DAISY is that it really is the industry standard for accessible books. And if you were to, for example, either purchase a piece of software or a device, you'd want to make sure that it's DAISY compatible. So once you've downloaded a book from Bookshare, you could read it on your computer. And again, as I mentioned, we give two pieces of software for free, but there are also a lot of great softwares out there with different sorts of features and functionality that you might be interested in. You can also download our books and read them on portable assistive technology devices. And so at the very beginning of this presentation, Brenda had shared some of the HumanWare products, which are very good, and I have another picture at the very bottom in the left-hand corner. That's the Classmate, and it is a great tool that allows for multimodal reading. And again, that's the synchronized text and audio. And the final thing that I mentioned about DAISY books, and which is particularly popular, I think, for our students, is that you can take our DAISY books, and using software, you can convert those into MP3 format. And MP3 formats are basically sound files, which are most popular in listening to music these days. So for example, I have a photo or an image at the bottom of an iTouch made by Apple, like an iPod, an MP3 player, and students or adults can walk around with these devices and listen to our books. The second type of format that is available on Bookshare is BRF. That stands for Braille Ready Format. This is the format that will be used by people with print disabilities such as blindness or low vision. And so you could take our BRF files and read them on a note taker or refreshable Braille display. I have an image of that at the bottom. You can also download those books, and if you have an embosser or a special type of printer, you can print out your own book.
And we also make hard copy Braille books available online through our site. You can order them through a partnership that we have with the Braille Institute. So that said, we provide digital books, and these digital books are cool and can be read different ways and have great features. Now the question is, who is eligible to become a member of Bookshare? And because of copyright laws and our arrangements with publishers, there are three types of disabilities that will qualify for a Bookshare membership, and I'll take you through each of these. The first is visual impairment. If you are blind or have low vision, and obviously you can't read a standard book, you qualify for Bookshare membership. The second type of disability are physical disabilities, and these might be something like cerebral palsy or some sort of physical disability where your mobility and ability to either hold a book, turn pages, move your head, prevents you from reading a standard book, you would likely qualify for a Bookshare membership. And so the third category is learning or reading disabilities. And this might be a disability such as dyslexia, but more of the severe condition of dyslexia, where you really are prevented from reading standard books. And so in all of these instances, when you apply or submit your registration for Bookshare, part of that process is to supply Bookshare with a proof of disability. And so what we have listed here are a number of examples of the types of professionals who can certify whether you have a qualifying disability. And so we have a number of school-affiliated type professionals as well as medical professionals. And really the big idea here is that these are people who are educated in identifying disabilities and understanding their impacts, and someone who knows you and has done an evaluation and can certify that you have a disability that qualifies for Bookshare. Great. So given this, what are the benefits of Bookshare? And so we hear a number of really great stories, and what we've just sort of done is captured some of the more salient benefits that parents and adults and teachers have told us. And so one of the really great benefits is that reading digital books, particularly with some of these reading tools that provide multimodal reading capability, really helps individuals to read and study independently. We've heard a number of stories where parents, prior to using Bookshare and other assistive technologies, would sit by their child every night when they're doing homework and turn pages and read to them. With these technologies, eventually a student is able to read independently and the parent can go do other things like chores. Another benefit is that because we have such a comprehensive library and that we update it with new books, it helps students to keep up with their classmates. A lot of times students were not able to get the books that they needed in time. Bookshare helps to cut down that time. And then these benefits start to build upon one another. As students and individuals and adults begin to read independently and they feel good about themselves, they're more motivated to read. And they really can access it anywhere and start to have fun with it. And I think that's really one of the really great benefits, is that Bookshare opens up the world of books and makes reading fun. And so the last thing I'll mention on this slide is that Bookshare collects a number of videos from users, as well as some that we have done with members who wanted to tell their Bookshare story. And so if you go to youtube.com later after this presentation and just search for Bookshare, you'll find a number of really great videos where users themselves can tell you in their own words how they use Bookshare and how it's been helpful. Great. And so I think this is going to be the last slide in my section. And
it's actually a very important slide that I'm just going to take a couple of seconds to talk about, and that is that Bookshare has rules. Again, we are granting very up-to-date content and recently released books and all sorts of really great materials. And these books are available because of copyright law and because of our arrangements with publishers. And we need to abide by these laws and make sure that these books are not being shared with people who are not Bookshare members and who are not qualified to receive them. So the rules that we have in place is that Bookshare books are for readers with print disabilities only. If you don't have a print disability, you can't access our books and you can't be a member. Book file sharing is not allowed. So if a member does download a book, they are not allowed to share it with a friend who doesn't have a print disability. They're not even allowed to share it with another Bookshare member who may have a disability. When a book is downloaded, it's for that individual only. And what we're trying to prevent here is a situation similar to Napster. You may or may not be familiar with this internationally, but it's a website that illegally shared music, and the music industry got very displeased. And we are intent on not letting that happen to the book industry. And so the last couple of points I'll mention is the way that we control this and sort of manage the system is the digital rights management system. When you download a book from Bookshare, it will be encrypted for that specific user, and you'll have to enter in a password. When you enter in your password, that book will be fingerprinted, so we know who that book was downloaded for. And if for any reason that book ends up all over the internet, we know exactly where that book had come from, and we can take any appropriate actions. And so we just mentioned this because it is important. Bookshare is a great solution. It's a wonderful library, and we've never really had any problems because the members who do use Bookshare, once they start using it, understand the benefits and don't want to ruin it for the rest of the community. So we bring up this slide just to make you aware, but I'll also add that it's never really been a major problem for Bookshare because our members understand the benefits of using Bookshare properly. So that said, we're going to transition over to more of the international information. And so let me just pass this over to BG.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? I guess you can. I haven't heard anyone say no, so I'm just going to continue talking. Yes, I'm going to speak up a little bit. Can you hear me now? Okay, I tend to speak a little fast, so let me know if I'm running like an express train, and I'll try to slow down. So now to the international part, where is Bookshare available? Bookshare is available for the entire world. So you can be in Australia, New Zealand, India, South Africa, anywhere, Bookshare is available, and you can become a member from any part of the world, and you can actually access the books from any part of the world. So let's say you are from Australia, but you're traveling in Europe. You can still access your books from your account in Europe or in Asia or wherever you're traveling. So basically, it's available to the whole world. Bookshare went international in 2007, October, and that's when we launched Bookshare UK. Since then, we've started our operations in India. So we have a Bookshare India as of 2008. and we are slowly, migrating to other parts of the world. We have interest from several parts of the world. As you can see, this is a representative group here. We have people from all over the world listening in. So it's available, and it's possible to become an international member of Bookshare. I guess the next question is, what is in the Bookshare library? As Mario mentioned, we have 7,000 titles in the international collection, and these vary from New York Times bestsellers to Newbery Award winners. We have Spanish books, we have books from the Pacific Island collection, and some of the books that really attract a lot of attention are children's books. We have a number of children's books. We also have books in other categories such as literature, science fiction, mystery, romance, history, general knowledge, and spirituality. Some of the publishers who have given us permission include Bain Books, which publishes scientific fiction. We have books from Scholastic, who publish children's books. We have books from O'Reilly, which publishes technical computer-related books. And then we have several publishers in India who have given us global permissions for all the books. And those are Oxford University Press from India. We have East West from India. And Orient Black Swan, and a couple others who have given us global permissions. And someone had asked if we have post-secondary books, and yes, we do have. In fact, Oxford University Press in India as well as Orient Black Swan have both given us post-secondary books, and that's kind of a nice addition to what we already have in our international collection. And so how do we get more content onto Bookshare? Definitely each one of you would like to see content that is relevant to you and to your country. And the way we work is we work with publishers, and we ask them for permissions to be given to us so that we could carry the books in alternate format, that is DAISY and BRF. In our Bookshare collection. And this is because we know that in certain countries there do exist special laws that allow for books to be produced in an alternate format, but in certain countries such a law does not exist. So those are the reasons that we have to go individually deal with publishers on a one-on-one basis and ask them for permission to obtain their files so that we could add content to the Bookshare library that would make a lot of sense to the international population. What are the different languages we carry? Right now we have about 6,000 titles. Out of the 7,000, 6,000 of them are English language books. We have over about 1,000 Spanish language books. And we have a few handful of French and a handful of German, and I believe we have a couple in Dutch. So we basically have the capability of carrying other languages, and so that's where our collection is. As we slowly expand into the international arena, this number for the different languages will start increasing. And since we cannot suddenly go from English to a bunch of different languages, we are planning on focusing in a very systematic manner and adding books in those countries where we are seeing a lot of memberships. Right now we have quite a few people from India, so this year we are focusing on Hindi and French. We have a lot of interest from French Canada, so we will be focusing on Hindi and French. And slowly as the other languages get added on, you'll see more of those books added on to the Bookshare library. But we do have the capability of carrying, as I mentioned, we can do Spanish, we can do Dutch, we can do German and French as well. Now on to the types of membership. There are two ways in which you can become a Bookshare member. One is obtain an individual membership, and the other is if you're part of an organization, such as if you represent a school or you represent a rehabilitation organization or a association, then you can become a member through that organization. The key difference between the two is, as an individual member, it is basically like having your own personal library card. You can use the membership, the account, either at home, at office, at, you know, summer, vacation, weekends, on a holiday, wherever you are. And then you basically go online, log on to bookshare.org, and then download whatever books you want. You can create your own bookshelf and put whatever books you want to read on the bookshelf. Or, of course, you probably heard from Mario that you can take this and download it onto any type of MP3 player or even your iPod, your any kind of device like the Classmate. You can put it on that and take it with you and read it whenever and wherever you want. The organizational membership is typically meant for people who are associated with schools, colleges, universities, and the way it works is one of the persons who's associated with the with the school or the university will be the point of contact, and they would sign up as a point of contact on behalf of students who are with them, and they would be obtaining an account on behalf of the students, and they would the point of contact person would download books on behalf of them and send it over to the individual constituent members. And the way the organizational membership works is that you would purchase a book block. So instead of a membership fee, you would purchase a 30 book block or a 60 book block or a 100 book block, and then you would download those books. Say, for example, there's one book, Harry Potter, that 15 kids need to read that book. You would purchase a 100 book block, and then you would download it 15 times and send it over to each of those kids who want to read the book. So that's how the organizational membership works. So now that you have all the details, how does one get started with Bookshare? It's a very straightforward and simple process, just involves three steps. One is you just go online to bookshare.org, and then when you go onto the main page, you will see membership as one of the tabs. When you click on membership, you'll see the last tab is international membership. Click on that, and then you will be able to go through the page, and it gives you directions on how to become a member. So you would go online, go to the international membership page. The first thing you would do is to sign up online. So signing up online using your email ID and then giving your first name, last name, address, so on and so forth, or whatever details it asks you, basically creates an account with Bookshare. And you will get a welcome email saying, thank you very much for signing up at Bookshare. Here's your account username, and here's your password. The second step would be to submit proof of disability. And what you would do is send a copy of your proof of disability, either email it to me at vgd@bennytech.org. That is V as in Victor, I, J as in Jack, I, D as in dog, at bennytech.org. Or you can fax it over to the Bookshare office fax number, which is also there on our website. Either one is fine, either one will work, and either one will get to me ultimately. So whatever is most convenient, if you have a scanning facility, go ahead and scan it and send it over to me. But if you have something that you'd rather fax, you could do that as well. And then third, of course, is you can pay online or send us a check. Either one is fine. And if you are in a country, say Australia, or you know, a place where the person who wants to sign up does not have a credit card, and would rather mail us a check, you can go ahead and mail us a check. Or if you work very closely with an organization such as the National Association of the Learning Disabled in Australia or National Blind Association in the UK, you can go to any of these places. We are trying to establish relationship with several of these organizations. The idea is that we would like for the local associations to be able to take the money from you and send it over to us so that you don't have the hassle of trying to figure out how do I wire this over to Bookshare kind of thing. So talk to me, send me an email. Most likely I'll be able to route you to the best possible way of paying online or sending us a check or whatever. Let's see. And then we'll keep you updated about, you know, how to get started with Bookshare. And, you know, I'm sure there are going to be future webinars on how exactly to download, how to use it, what's in there, so on and so forth. We'll be having more stuff coming your way soon. But this is the very first international webinar, and it's kind of nice to have a good group over here. I guess a lot of the people you have in mind the question of how much does it cost. We have a different cost structure for each and every country. So get in touch with us, and we can tell you what the Bookshare subscription cost is in your country. We have a different structure for developing countries, and we have a different structure for the developed countries. So it would really depend on where exactly you are from. And again, as I mentioned, organizations, it's very easy to become an organizational member, especially if you have a number of students working with you and they may not have computers in their homes. It's probably easier to create an organizational account, download the books for them, and send the books home with them, either in a CD format or MP3 format. So organizational membership is easy to get done. Get in touch with us, and we can definitely show you how to do that. And that's pretty much it. We have all the contact details on the presentation. For individual memberships, you can send email to either myself, that is vgd@benitech.org, or membership@bookshare.org. For schools and organizational memberships, again, you can send it to groupaccounts@bookshare.org, or you can send it to me, vgd@benitech.org. And let's say you're all set up, or you know you have a problem getting your online account. Send an email for any kind of tech help or any downloading issues to support@bookshare.org. And with that, I'm going to turn over to Mario. Just a second.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a couple of quick remarks and then pass it off to Brenda. And I see that a number of questions have come in to through the chat, and so what we'll do then is just go through all of those and answer any questions. But the last message that I just wanted to put out there is after this presentation, do go to bookshare.org, look around the site, particularly international section, look for books. And one thing that might be of interest to our members here, or to our attendees today, is that Bookshare is having a really great contest. It's called Tell Us Your Story. And in this contest, what a member will do over the next, I think it's a month or two, they can tell us in written format if they want to record some sound bites or even make a video that might be posted on YouTube. If you tell us your story, it's a contest, and the best one will be chosen. And the winner of that contest will win one of three really great portable devices, and you'll see that on our website. So I just wanted to mention that, and at this point I'm going to pass it back to Brenda, and then we will, I think, jump into Q&A.
Great, thank you. I see that there's a question, just confirming the presentation is at Yes, we will make that at... You know what? I was going to make it the same time as we had today for the presentation, which means that it's 7 Eastern, because then individuals are able to join us a little bit more if it is later. I wanted to let everyone know about the upcoming presentation next Tuesday. I'm talking about how to transfer files onto the Classmate Reader if there is anything specifically that you are using. I guess one of my questions to the participants today is how many individuals are using various HumanWare products. It's always nice to know if we are reaching the right crowd for these particular webinars, as well as educating you about other services that we provide. So if you have any suggestions for us, please send them forward. I also will be doing a presentation with another Bookshare representative on post-secondary presentations. We are looking at transitioning from grade 12 into the post-secondary environment and what needs to be addressed at that time. So that will be announced. I'm hoping to do that presentation later in April, but we're working around Easter holidays. So with that, we're going to go back to the Q&A and make sure that we have addressed everything. Mario, I'm wondering if you can just press forward the last slide, and then we will go through everyone's questions. And this just provides details. If you wish to contact me, then please feel free to do so, and we will try and address any needs that you have. So with that, I'm going to pass it back to Mario and Vigi, and we are going to try and finish up here within the next 10 minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Brenda. And so what we'll do now is, I think we may have missed some questions through the presentation that were coming through the chat. So we will do that. But in addition, if you have additional questions, please do just send them through the chat. So let's see if I can find the first question here. So it sounds like... One second. There's a lot of really good advice, actually, that we've been getting and sort of clarifications on different types of book formats. But I'm trying to also find some outright questions. Well, Fiji, did you identify anything that we've missed?
Yeah, I knew.
Oh. Okay, yeah, so there was one question, and I'll just describe it to you. There was a question whether or not there were periodicals, meaning newspapers or magazines, that are available internationally. And so actually, Vidi, if we just – I think several people may have the same question, so I'll just pass this over to you.
Yeah. Right now, we do not have any international newspapers or magazines, but that's something we definitely would be looking into as we expand further into international, try and get some more international newspaper. I know that we do have one Spanish language newspaper, but that is based out of Los Angeles within the United States. And we are trying in India to get a couple of newspapers online, but as such, we really don't have now international newspapers. Okay. There's another question. Is special software needed to put it on iPod?
Yeah, for an iPod, no. What's going to happen, though, actually, is after you've downloaded a book, a Bookshare book, which is a specific kind of Daisy book, that will need to be converted to an MP3 format. And so that format is able to be used on an iPod or any other MP3 player. So you convert the book. You don't need to do anything on the actual device. So it looks like there was a follow-up question, VG, on newspapers. But are U.S. papers available to international subscribers? The answer is no. Okay, I'm going to take an earlier question. I think there were several questions on the proof of disability
And so maybe I'll just talk about that a little bit broadly and try to address all the questions that had come up. One question was whether or not where that form was located, if it was on the website. The answer to that is yes. When you go through the process, beginning online, of registering on Bookshare, you will answer some questions via forms right online. But as you're prompted through the process, you will eventually come to a page that has the proof of disability form and the terms of agreement. And then that is where you will download those forms. I think also in addition, related to that question was a question of how the proof of disability was provided at schools. And so it's actually, I think, internationally not going to be too much different than the individual registration, where a membership and a proof of disability will need to be provided for each member of that school. Is that correct, BG? So the question is, how does an organization such as a school sign up students, and how does the proof of disability work? And so actually, maybe let me pass over the mic to her, since that's more her area.
So for the organizational membership, the way we work is that we sign up a contract with the organization, such as an association or a school or university. And there would be a point of contact person in the school who would be the go-to person who would sign up on behalf of the organization with Bookshare. They would sign the contract. And that person does not have to have a disability. They are just a person who is administering this program. And they would sign up on behalf of students who are working with them. Say, for example, if it is a association and they have 15 to 20 students who are part of the association and they would like to become members of Bookshare, then the point of contact person would sign up a Bookshare membership on behalf of the 20 students. They would send us a list of all the 20 students, their email addresses, their street addresses, and then what is the kind of disability they have, as well as a proof of disability for all those 20 students. Once we have that, we create an organizational account, and the point of contact person would go into the account and then download the book on behalf of student number A or student number B, student number one, or student number two, and so on and so forth. That's how it works. Any more questions? Hi. Yeah, Brenda? Okay. The cost is, it depends on which country we are talking about. The cost is very different in different countries. The cost in Canada, Australia, UK, and New Zealand is and will be $50 annual membership with a $25 registration fee. So the first year it is $25 plus $50, and the second year onwards it will be $50. Brenda, I think we are, I guess most people have asked whatever questions they had. Thank you so much for joining us today. We had a wonderful presentation and a wonderful set of questions from you guys. And if you have any further questions, something that you think of later on, or any more ideas, just send me an email, vgd@bennytech.org. Thank you. And here's Mario.
Yes, I just want to reemphase all of those sentiments. Thank you for attending, and we look forward to working with you all in the future. Go ahead, Brenda.
Thanks for joining us. We hope that you will join us for another presentation in a week or two, and please feel free to pass this information on to individuals off of our website under previous or archived presentations off of our homepage. This way you'll be able to get recent news of material that's available to you. So thanks for joining us, and have yourself a wonderful evening. Bye-bye for now.